Rutland and Stamford Sound, local news.
Short acts of remembrance are taking place this morning at 11 for Armistice Day. Oakham Castle and the Broad Street War Memorial in Stamford will both have short open-air ceremonies. Tonight, the community is coming together for Rutland's first Festival of Remembrance at Uppingham School. And many schools are involved, either with artwork to exhibit or with performances on the night. All proceeds will be donated to the Poppy Appeal. It's been organised by Rutland's Lord Lieutenant and Chairman of the Rutland branch of the Royal British Legion, David Smith, is hoping for a large turnout for the services and parades over the next few days, as well as at tonight's reception and concert.
The Lord Lieutenant is very keen to see the profile of remembrance raised in our tiny county, but which is a very important county in terms of its military heritage, largely in the past, due to the presence of a great many RAF personnel and ex-RAF personnel, but now increasingly Army, with the growth in size and importance of Kendrew Barracks and, of course, St George's Barracks over at North Luffenham.
It's estimated 6,000 knitted poppies are on display in Gretton for remembrance. They feature on the war memorial and the two churches in the village and have been made by around 30 volunteers. Around 3,500 poppies were in last year's display and 2,400 extra poppies have been knitted this year. Coordinator Fiona Chapman says this extra effort has been a year in the making.
People were doing stuff and dropping them either off to me or down the shop, probably from about November onwards. So 20, 30 people, but I didn't keep track. I was commenting each time I received them, but I didn't necessarily keep track of all of them in. I mean, you know, we had some small, some large donations, probably about 30 people probably contributed, which is not bad because we got an additional 2,400 poppies this year.
And work has begun on a new adventure play park at Burley House. It's in the area next to the sculpture garden and should appeal to children of all ages. The design is inspired by the architecture of the stately home, and a new car park is also being built in the area of what has previously been the Pony Club field. Both are expected to open in the spring of next year. Rutland and Stamford Sound News, I'm Rob Pisano.